And now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is show 201.
Yes.
But it's not show 201, it's show 1.
That's right.
We're letting you hear the first ever show. Before, in fact, we had a theme tune.
Yeah.
Before we had a theme tune, before we had anything. All we had in those days was enthusiasm, superior equipment.
Yeah.
Great music. And no tendency to overdo things. So it's a much shorter show.
Yep, 15 minutes, I think.
15, 20 minutes long. And I just hope you enjoy it. You can see how far we've fallen in the last 4 years. Anything you want to add, Tom?
No, I think you should play it.
Run VT.
They've let me loose.
Way!
Right, if you have... decided to choose this particular podcast, well done, because this is Punky. And it's hosted by me, Paul B. Edwards, and
me, Tony Hearn.
And thank you very much for hanging around, Tony. Tony's my bitch. Tony's my filthy, dirty
bitch. Psychic bitch.
Yeah. This is going to be a very rude show. We pick rude songs.
Yeah.
And we say rude things all the way through it.
Yeah.
It's just what you need on the way to work, I reckon. Or just what you need on the way home from work. Or just what you need while you're wanking. You can think of me while you're wanking.
Break.
Do you know, it's so nice being able to swear on the radio.
I thought you were going to say it's so nice to have a wank at work.
Well, if you can get in the box.
Yeah, well.
You know, I'm just off for a fag break.
Yeah, of course you are.
It's like an extreme sport.
There's three songs in this podcast.
Okay.
Three songs, all with rude words in that you can't normally play on the radio. I've picked them especially.
Slightly ruder than word bottom then.
Slightly rude of the word bottle. Yeah, we start at arse and finish with twat burger. Right, here comes the first one, Tom. Are you all set for this?
Yes.
This is one of my favourite bands. This is 3CR. This is Punky. And this is What a Fucking Carry On.
Milton. Milton, please. No, Milton. Carry on, 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 carry on. Oh, no, 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 shut your face. Frying tonight.
How about that, Tony?
The first fuck of the show.
The first fuck of the show. Hey, that was 3CR, What a Fucking Carry On. It's available on a CD called Lesby Avenue. And you can find out more about them at 3CR.org. And by the way, do you know what 3CR stands for?
No.
Three-cornered rug.
Right.
That's right. It's it's a growler reference.
How rude.
Right, you're going to have to talk for a bit. Tell us a joke or something while I'm sorting out the next tune.
Oh, Christ, I don't know any jokes. I will talk about podcasting.
Talk about podcasting.
Oh, well, I guess people listening and kind of know about it, but hey, this is kind of new to us. If you're hearing the show, please contact us on our website, www.lastminutecomedy.com. Sign to the forum, let us know you're listening, or email us at paulb@lastminutecomedy.com. Just let us know what you think. Teach us some new weird words if you want.
Yeah.
We've got a few.
We're very good at teaching you new words, right? Email paulb@lastminutecomedy.com or check out our website, lastminutecomedy.com, to find out more about it. Right, now it's time for our second choice, Tone.
Okay.
It's our second choice, and it's a lady punk band from Nottingham.
Yes.
Called The Smears.
Friends of ours.
Yeah, well, you fancy them.
Damn right.
You fancy them. You particularly fancy the drummer.
I know like for all
a
of
fact.
Them.
I know for a fact you want to lick them. Right, then, and here it is. Here is their song that I've been wanting to play on my other radio show that nobody's allowed to know about at all. It's secret because it's got rude words. Basically, they say shit in it. Right, and here it is. This is horribly wrong. Or should be. Yeah. Hey. Right. Rock out, bitches. Woo! Listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Punky, the all-new first ever podcast by me, Paul B. Edwards, and...
me, Tony Hearn.
And that was The Smears.
Yep.
It's Horribly Wrong, which is a great song, to be fair.
Brilliant.
Right, and it's you can find out more about them on uksmears.co.uk.
Yep, they've got a forum, sign up for it. It's pink.
You know they've got a forum.
Damn right.
You've perved on all the pictures.
Yep.
Right. So look, officially,
anyway,
oh yeah, go on.
Rude words. We started with fuck, and we've gone down to shit.
Oh, sorry, man.
That's just so you got something better.
Don't worry. The last choice makes up for it because the last choice on our first ever podcast.
Yes.
Sometimes they might be longer than this. Sometimes they might be shorter than this.
Yeah.
It all depends how we feel and what you want from us.
Basically,
so, basically, email paulb@lastminutecomedy.com or go on our website and find out more. And let us know what you want from the podcast. To be perfectly honest with you, if you don't want me to fucking swear, I won't. Right? But if you were just like complete mentalness on the way to work, on the way home from work, or when you're at work and you've just said you're going for a fag break and you're actually shaking hands with Lady Palm and her lovely five daughters.
Yep.
Then let us know and we'll play it for you. Also, any song that you want to play, we've got a huge amount of CDs. We might have something that you'd like us to play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I've got a song about wanking. I could bring him for next time.
Hey, I do two songs about wanking. I could bring him myself. It hadn't occurred to me to play my own stuff, but
shit.
I do. No, I haven't got one called shit.
No.
I got one called masturbation.
That'll do.
That's great. It's got some great lines in it. Wank till the jizz flies out of your cock. You don't hear that in every pop song, do you? Our last choice.
Right.
Right. Oh, God. I'm going to put our last choice on, in fact. Right. Now, my last choice for today is by one of my favourite ever bands, right? One of my favourite ever bands, who were called the Bleach Boys, right? Which you are familiar with the Bleach Boys.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
The Bleach Boys are one of the original punk bands, they're still going. They're incredible, incredible. And I've already changed my mind about the song I was going to play, because I'm going to save that for another day. What I was going to play, right? What I was going to play was a song by the Bleach Boys called You Cunt.
That would have hit it nicely.
Right, but... what I'm going to play instead, right, is this little beauty, this little ballad.
Right. Is it a love
song? Fee-fi, faux fun, I smell vaginal crouton.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How about that? It's like being in the Smears dressing room.
Hey.
Are we ready?
Yes.
So how do you think the first podcast gone, Tone?
I think it was all right. I think we could have sworn more personally, but, you know.
Bit nervy. Maybe not as good as a couple of stoners from Chicago, but you never know.
Exactly.
The next time we're in, we might get mashed. Thank you very much for listening to us. Please get in touch with us if you'd like us to make any more. We're going to make them anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you might as well let us know what you want.
So tough shot, really. You're going to do it.
Lastminutecomedy.com. The Bleach Boys, possibly the best band to ever come out of Hitchin. This, from their CD, Taking the O Out of Country. Right.
See what they did there.
Find out more at thebleachboys.co.uk. This is Fee-Fi-Fo-Fun. I smell vaginal crouton. Okay.
In a cabin, down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
Well, I hope you enjoyed show one. I know I did. But no modern punky radio would be complete without me telling you a little bit about our friends GoDaddy. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be toadies out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer, Tony, and why is that?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
And what was the code again?
PUNKY2.
Thank you. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Thank you all so much for listening. Please don't forget to vote for us at Podcast Alley. Don't forget to review us at iTunes. Don't forget that next week's show, we're going to be in Spain.
Yeah, hopefully. Should
hopefully
be fine.
Hopefully should be in Spain. More Purple Burger Lines coming in the future. Any reviews, any features that you want to do, Poetry Corner, Comedy Suburbs, is a twat, Judgmental, International Gig Guide, anything you want to do, do it. We appreciate listener involvement. We appreciate you, the listeners. I'm in danger of disappearing up my own arse. I'm going to let Tony talk a bit.
Yeah, so don't forget, I always need twats. Email me, Tony, at punkyradio.com. And for my gig guide as well, which you just mentioned. And don't forget, you can listen to us on Hussey's Gunk, Wicked Radio, and
Roach Radio. I'm in Europe, don't you know?
Yeah, it is bizarre, of course, because the first time in ages you sat next to me, but you're not.
No.
Several hundred miles away, my friend. Yeah. Several hundred. Time and distance we're playing with this week. Time and distance, or as I like to abbreviate it to, CAD.
CAD.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll prove.
See, the thing about show one, Tony, is that there weren't the sexual references in regard of what I wanted to do to you that we have now. Can I just once...
Weren't they nice days, though?
But just once, would you let me tickle your bollocks?
No.
Bugger.